It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. If I haven't mentioned it yet, I'll be coming to CJM Mornings for a takeoff of my Jabbercast podcast. My co-host Lippo and I will be doing a weekly morning show on CJM, so keep an eye out for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. It should start up after Labor Day, I guess, and I'll be sure to let you know more details as I get them. And for now, though, you can check out thejabbercast.com anytime to get an idea as to what the morning show will be like. You can check out the Jabbercast at thejabbercast.com. Artful Vision offers a unique and practical way to buy handcrafted gifts from talented artists all over the United States. You make your purchases online, but what's different about buying from Artful Vision is that 20% of the purchase price is donated to the charity of your choice. Artful Vision is partnered with many nonprofit companies. It's a great way to buy specialty gifts and also give to charity. Artful Vision founder Maxine Gardner is here today to talk to us about her dream, her passion, creativity, and entrepreneurship. Hi, Maxine.
How you doing, Big JD?
I'm doing fine. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
So maybe you can start by telling us what inspired Artful Vision.
It started out with a back injury. I couldn't do my art fairs on the road anymore, and so I was looking for another way to be able to promote my work and have a connection with customers. You know, the heart space was as an important thing for an artist, to be able to connect with people. So I've always been a volunteer, and I thought if I gave back a portion of the proceeds, that would have me connect with the customer.
Right. You're an artist yourself as well, though.
Yes. Yes.
What is your area?
Well, I was doing mosaics, and that's when I hurt my back. A lot of heavy things to lift. And I had transitioned over into art photography. And it was at that point that when I decided to get started with Artful Vision.
Wow. And how long did it take you to get from your idea to a reality of what Artful Vision at least started as?
Sure. Well, when I first started, I had the idea just for myself, and it was just going to be Artful Vision Photography. That lasted for about 6 months, and as I worked on how do you build a website, how do you create a business, living in the United States, gas prices had skyrocketed, and I saw that all of my friends that were still on the road, they were really having a difficult time making a living and even getting to and from the shows. So I really thought about the idea that, you know, if I'm approaching nonprofits to partner with them, that it would be much more attractive to have a lot more artists on the site. So what I had to do is go back to school in order to really take my vision into the future and be present as a business person, because I was really just an artist. Well, not just. I was an artist with a vision.
Right. So was anybody helping you at the time when you had started, or were you kind of going it alone?
It was mostly my son at the very beginning, because he's an IT guy. Huh. And so he would help me with the website, which was just for my own personal use. And then when I looked at expanding the vision, I went to the SBA, the Small Business Association in the United States, and also to TechTown, which is a business incubator in downtown Detroit. It's right near Wayne State University. Right. And they really were the catalyst for assisting me in understanding how to develop a vision into a business.
So is this something that you pretty much can handle on your own now, or do you have anybody working with you? Or
Well, I have a lot of support people, and they're, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Right.
My son's out in Hawaii, and he's my IT guy, so it's 11:30 at night before I can talk to him on a daily basis. And then I have a great writer who helps me with the different projects I need to get done in the marketing materials. I have a social network person who's working with me on, we just launched a new welcome page on the Facebook, and we're redoing a few things on the site, and a couple consultants.
Things are different now in a lot of ways for certain businesses and in entrepreneurship, in that a lot of people help each other or other people rather than an actual, just a company of just people that are working specifically on one particular project, I find.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So about how many artists do you have on board now with Artful Vision?
I have 100 artists that are in the system, mm-hmm. and 90 who have their work up on the site. And that includes not only fine artists, it's mostly crafters, musicians, mm-hmm. and authors. Because the reality is that this is about being able to give gifts that you want to give. And, you know, in a down economy, everyone does two things that they stick with, and that is they still give gifts and they still care about worthy causes. Mm-hmm. So they may cut back on the amount of money they've spent in the past on gifts. They're still giving gifts. So why buy something that's made overseas when you can support the economy of your own country as well as make a difference to a worthy cause?
Sure. And what types of art or artists can shoppers expect to see on the site? Maybe you can give us some examples. I know you'd mentioned musicians, which is I found more surprising, and then crafters and things like that.
Well, you know, as an artist doing art fairs, there would always be a musician set up selling their CDs and playing to the crowd. And I really got clear that a musician who has a passion but doesn't have a big label and an author who has a vision and wants to get started really has a challenge in order to get their work out there the same way that a crafter or an artist starting out. So, I really wanted to include those individuals on the site. The others I would have, you've got jewelry, photography, greeting cards, pottery, paintings, glass, clothing, children's art. And that includes children's dress-up clothes and children's books, mm-hmm. Wood, prints. You know, what we find is that there's so many... Oh, and I also have a downloadable product which has to do with self-help. And okay. I have someone who has a mint farm in Michigan, and she produces mint oil products, as well as someone who does food products.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really covers the spectrum there.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned books a couple of times. You have our authors on?
Yes,
well?
I do. Yeah. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, great. And are the artists based solely in the U.S. at this time?
Yes, they are, mm-hmm. right at this time. Getting started, it was a daunting task to figure out how to grow a business. Mm-hmm. And in working with the artists, a lot of them had never sold their products on the internet before.
Right.
So I thought, I'll start out with the United States, get real comfortable with that, and as we grow, then expand.
Mm-hmm. So what if an aspiring artist is listening to the show? What can they do to be involved? Like, how does it work for somebody that might want their art, through Artful Vision?
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
There is a process on the site. It's a juried site, and that way it gives the customer a really good shopping experience. And so if they go through the help section on the website, there's a whole submission process. And it's just, you know, sending a link to a website or sending in 6 to 10 images.
Mm-hmm.
And telling a little bit about your work, maybe the price range and what, you know, if you're someone who may be doing pottery, but you what styles you're working in and the images that you're showing, there might be more to it than just what you're sending in.
Right. And this is something that there are obviously guidelines of some kind to follow, and there's a submission process that you go through because I would imagine, are there maybe some people that you...
Turn down,
I guess.
Yes. There are some people whose work is really such at the beginning level,
mm-hmm.
and they're, you know, taking some classes at the community college, and they want to get their work out there. They're just not ready yet.
Right. Sure.
And, you know, the whole idea is that for the customer shopping, you don't want to have a lot of duplicatable material so that you'll have a lot of jewelers, but no one does the exact same as the next
right,
person.
Great.
And that's nice for the artist too, because they're on the site and they know that they're not competing against other
that
people.
That they're unique, basically,
yes.
Yeah. Same with charities. How does that work for a charity who might be interested in being a part of Artful Vision as well?
Sure.
Same type of thing?
The charities, it's, you know, there's an application process, mm-hmm. because I need to know their tax ID number. I want to know a little bit about their background, what they've done for fundraising in the past, and what their goals are, how we can assist them in raising money in a passive way. Because it really doesn't require the kind of intensive volunteer time that most fundraisers do.
Right.
So this is an ongoing fundraiser that needs time to grow, and they have to put time into it in terms of marketing through email and websites and newsletters.
You might have briefly touched on this at the beginning of the show, but you have a slogan that is pretty cool about supporting charities without changing anything but the way you shop.
Purchase with a purpose.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, it's really very, hits the spot.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us about a purchase with a purpose gallery. What is that, something?
Sure. You know, the idea is that when you think, if you say purchase with a purpose, you get that you're shopping for a cause, mm-hmm. and that makes a difference. So the person who is, you know, buying a gift and they're thinking about sending it out to a relative or a friend somewhere else in the country, instead of going to the store, purchasing it, and then shipping it off, they can do it all in one place and have a gift note sent with it. That goes along well, or they even choose a gift certificate. So we offer those as well.
Oh, gift certificates, yeah.
Yeah.
Very important.
And then prior to checkout, you don't check out without choosing your nonprofit. So we have 23 nonprofits right now, mm-hmm. and in that, there's a link to each nonprofit's website so that the customer can, if they don't have a specific nonprofit in mind that they were linked from, they can then look at the nonprofits and find something that has meaning to them. Mm-hmm. You know, the most interesting story is just recently, a woman in Alaska bought children's dress-up clothes from an artist in Colorado and chose a Troy, Michigan nonprofit. Now, you know, in what universe did that, you know, show up? That wasn't how I thought it was going to look mm-hmm. when I got started, and that's the beauty of it. It makes a difference all over the country.
And that was something that actually I wanted to ask you. You kind of stepped through what a shopper goes through online and how they go about selecting their nonprofit, basically. An artfulvision.com fundraiser. What are those all about? How do they work?
Well, you know, every nonprofit that has to raise money to make their mission work, mm-hmm. You know, it's their bottom line. In a down economy, they find that they're losing money and they're spinning their wheels. They're doing the same old, having these silent auctions and dinner parties and having a lot of volunteers involved, and it makes it more difficult. So with a Artful Vision fundraiser, you've got family and friends that live all over the country that may support the same cause. They're never going to be able to come to an event that you have locally. Mm-hmm. They're still going to shop throughout the year. And even if a school is part of the fundraiser on Artful Vision, what's really cool about that is that throughout the year, you know, everyone buys a present for the teacher. And yet, you know, how many presents does a teacher need? And how much can you buy for a little bit of money? But if every parent in the class puts in a few dollars, they can buy a fairly large size gift certificate for the teacher. And then she can choose what she'd like to have.
Very
so
nice.
That always works really well.
Mm-hmm. And do shoppers deal with Artful Vision on their purchase, or do they deal directly with the artist, or at least afterward, or returns, or anything like that? How does that work?
Well, we're the main portal. So what we do is the artists are all represented on the site. You have their profile. You can learn a little bit about them. You can send them an email with more information on their products if you want to find out about custom items. And once the purchase is made, the artist receives an email with the order, and then they communicate directly with the customer to let them know that it's being shipped out. Following that, if there's any questions about the order, oftentimes a customer may email us to inquire about something, but it's usually between the customer and the artist. What we do is we hold on to all the funds to make sure the customer is satisfied. Once we know that, a month later, the artist gets paid and the nonprofit gets paid.
Good stuff. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Maxine Gardner.
To help support individuals living with lung disease, the Ontario Lung Association is hosting a race through Windsor where you and up to three friends can work together, completing challenges on the way to the finish line. It costs $25 per person, and all participants are asked to raise $125. Teams that sign up before September 12th can get 1 minute taking off their final time. All proceeds go to support the Ontario Lung Association. For more information or for sponsorship opportunities, please contact Gloria Fiaccio at 509-256-3433.
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career?
You have an interesting life experience to share with others. If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca. All right, we're back. Once again, keep an eye out or an ear out for my new show, morning show, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, coming to CJAM after Labor Day. And it'll be a takeoff of the Jabbercast podcast, which you can check out at thejabbercast.com if you want to get an idea what the morning show is going to be like. And I'm sure you'll enjoy my co-host Lippo, and we hope to bring some fun to your mornings here at CJAM. And now back to the show. I'm talking to Maxine Gardner, founder of Artful Vision, artfulvision.com. Maxine, what's your take on security of online shopping? Are some folks still afraid to shop online? Are they afraid to use their credit cards online?
I don't see that. I think almost every business that is, you know, on the internet, you have a certificate, a security certificate. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember now when I got started, but I think that the credit card company requires you to have that before they'll actually go into a contract with you.
Right. And what about shopping online in general? It's convenience or inconvenience. What do you find a lot more people shopping online these days as opposed to doing their shopping in stores?
Well, I've been shopping online for a long time. And there
me too.
So many things. I'd rather just sit at home, you know, early in the morning, late at night, and surf the net and find what I'm looking for.
Sure, you can shop 24/7.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's cool. Are there other ways to make the online shopping experience easier? You said you have gift certificates, gift cards. Is there anything else like incentive type things like that? Maybe. Or?
Well, one of the things we have is a Facebook fan page for Artful Vision, mm-hmm. and we just, you know, for our first anniversary, we created a welcome page, and mm-hmm. on that is an opt-in box. And if you fill in your email and your name, your first purchase on Artful Vision, if it's one of my photographs, you'll get $10 off.
Well, it's sweet.
Yes.
Nice. What about holiday time? Is anything different happen around holiday time?
A lot of the artists will already gift wrap the, you know, gifts going out.
Oh, good,
so
great.
That makes it really nice. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, just think about all the time you spend going from stores to the post office. Who wants to stand in line at the post office during the holiday? So this really makes it easy for the customer.
Sure. Do you accept alternative payments like PayPal, or is it...
We just do the credit cards
credit
now.
Credit cards, okay.
Found that, you know, when we first started, we went with the PayPal mm-hmm. to get started, and there were customers who didn't, you know, who emailed and said, I don't use PayPal.
Right. Or simply don't understand it, I guess.
Some of them have had issues in the past, whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. And I want to talk to you a little bit about starting your own business. We talked a little bit about, obviously, Artful Vision at the start of the show. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the necessary steps when you're starting, as far as I think it's of interest for people to know these things, obviously, but to hear it from somebody who's kind of gone through this, as far as marketing and business plans and branding and those kinds of things. So maybe we could start kind of with registering a name or something like that. Like, what happens when you first come up with your idea?
Yeah, it's interesting. When you first have an idea, I mean, everyone has ideas, mm-hmm. and it's what you do with your ideas. And, you know, there's a saying that any economy is a good economy to start a business. Mm-hmm. So you spend a lot of time dreaming and evaluating. You do research on the internet because there's so much out there on how to start a business. But you have to sit down and talk with someone who knows something about business, not your friends and family, because
sure.
they're always going to tell you it's a great idea, go for it, you can do it, and they aren't the best judge of what you need to know. You really need to do the critical thinking, and so that's where mentors come in. The Small mm-hmm. Business Association is a great place to start. I took a course, a 3-hour course on how to write a business plan, and once it was complete, I was then able to submit it and get a free coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed me to go back and forth, sit down, and every time I had challenges that I didn't know how to move to the next step in the development, because, you know, it's all new in what's the right software, how do you expand on what is available, how much is a reasonable price to pay for software, how much do you spend on any area of your development, and each person has a different point of view. So you spend a lot of time thinking and developing and writing and visioning, and that's where, you know, it becomes a challenge, because the person who's really dedicated, you're going to keep running into brick walls, and every time you get knocked down, if you keep getting up, then this is for you. Mm-hmm. And the bigger the challenge, the bigger the next one you can handle. Because in the beginning, I couldn't handle big challenges. The small ones sometimes knocked me over, mm-hmm. and I, you know, got up with scraped knees. Now, bring them on.
Right.
You know, I'm better prepared, and it takes time. I was an artist with a vision. I didn't have a degree as an MBA student, so I didn't have that background. Mm-hmm. Yet, if you're dedicated, and you keep asking questions, and you keep looking for support, you can go the road.
Great advice. What about branding and, like, you know, designing your own logo, or maybe not designing it yourself, but how important is, you know, that?
Very important, because if someone, you know, if you have a great idea and you don't have a good looking logo, you don't have a good brand, the name of a business is just so important. And I'm very fortunate in that my son, who's my IT person, is very creative, and he's designed a couple logos for me already.
So he did your main Artful Vision logo.
Yes,
because
he did.
It's done really well. It's colorful, it's exciting, and, you know, that's what your business is.
Exactly.
You know,
and then
it's perfect.
All the colors in the website were all developed around that logo.
Yeah, it's important to note to keep things uniform across the board, I guess, whether it's the website or it's letterhead or it's emails or...
Exactly.
Yeah. T-shirts, whatever. Do you have Artful Vision t-shirts?
I actually got an Artful Vision t-shirt last year. I was invited to the News and Documentary Emmys in New York City to be in the gift bags. So I had a big Artful Vision t-shirt made so that when I was there packing bags, I could get a picture of me in the Lincoln Center studios.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. Because I thought your logo would look good on a t-shirt.
Thanks.
What did you do at least... in the beginning, to advertise, to really push the name out there? Was it a web-based thing that you had started with? Or,
you know, there's so many ways of advertising a business, and it is a lot of money that gets spent. So what I did is my marketing strategy was based around the nonprofits being responsible to marketing to their members, and friends, family, and artists going after, you know, social media. And I went after different entrepreneurial sites, membership sites, you know, where there would be people like myself, busy people, who are looking for ways to make their life easier, advertising on parent-teacher organizations, Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good place to advertise.
Sure. And I guess you want to be aware of your target demographic.
Very important.
Beforehand. And at some point... maybe you did this, but a lot of people do this, and it's go after funding. So whether it be an investor, sponsor, things of that nature, what type of advice would you offer as far as preparedness?
Well, the first thing to do is you always have to have your own money in the business, and you have to have a really good business plan. Anyone who wants to talk to you about money really is going to look at your figures, but they want to see how serious you are, what you've invested into your own business. I did not go after any funding. I did the bootstrapping. So I paid for it a little bit at a time as I went along.
Mm-hmm.
There are grants available. There's angel investing, and then there's venture capital. So it's very difficult to go to a bank these days to get, you know, business loans. Being involved in a business networking group or an entrepreneurial site like TechTown. It's so important to have access to people who can talk about where you can go and prepare you so that you can make good presentations, because the people you're talking to, they see people all day long who aren't serious, that they're not focused. You have to really know the answers to all the questions that they're going to ask you.
What did you say that was called? TechTown?
TechTown.
Right. Is that something that is available to the public? Or?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Resource for entrepreneurs.
Great. So what's happening with Artful Vision now as far as any events upcoming? What's happening?
Well, very exciting. I've had, you know, quite a bit of publicity recently, and I also signed a deal with my very first corporate partner, and that's called ePrize. It's a online promotions company. And what I'm doing is also reaching out to corporations that are very active in the community and whose employees give back. So this gives the employees an opportunity to shop online and make a difference.
Great.
And I'm working towards having more companies. This one was just last week, and I'm in negotiations this month.
Good. Are you doing any traveling as of recent? At least for work.
Well,
I know you are going away.
I'm actually going to Hawaii and visit my IT guy,
right,
and actually see a couple artists while I'm out there.
Do you, or have you, traveled a lot across the states to, I don't know, talk to various artists or do any deals of any kind, or do you do all your work from here?
All the work is done from here, and it's interesting because whenever I do travel, I always make sure whatever state I'm going to that I check out to see which artist lives where and see if I can meet them personally. I just love having that opportunity. My relationship with the artists is just as important as my relationship with the customers.
Great. And where can everybody find you online? Although I've mentioned it a couple times, I'll let you mention the website and how they can find you on Facebook or wherever.
Sure. Facebook, it's Artful Vision. On the web, it's artfulvision.com. And on Twitter, it's at Artful Vision.
Great. I appreciate you being on the show, Maxine, and best wishes with Artful Vision.
Thanks, Big JD.
All right. And Artful Vision seems like a great way to get and give. Check out artfulvision.com for more information. And again, it looks like I'll be coming to CJM Mornings. That's right. A takeoff of the Jabbercast podcast with my co-host, Lippo. We'll be doing a weekly morning show on CJAM, so keep an eye out for that. Big JD and Lippo in the morning, and should start up after Labor Day. So check out thejabbercast.com to get an idea of that show, and I'll keep you posted on that. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.